Books on Tape presents Sister Mine by Tawny O'Dell, read by Renee Rodman. Chapter 1. I drive a cab in a town where no one needs a cab, but plenty of people need rides. I've been paid with casseroles, lip gloss, plumbing advice, beers, prayers for my immortal soul, and promises to mow my yard. But this is the first time I've ever been offered something living. The girl's around 11 or 12. About 20 years too soon, she already possesses the self-centered, self-destructive attitude of a survivor of a string of bad relationships, failed diets, a drinking problem, and the realization that life is just a bunch of confusing, painful stuff that fills up the time between your favorite TV shows. Her outfit looks like it's been picked out by a pedophile with a penchant for banging hillbilly girls. But more than likely, her mom bought it for her. She's dressed in a pair of tight denim shorts with eyelet trim, a pair of clear plastic platform sandals encrusted in silver glitter, and a skimpy halter made from red bandana material. Her exposed midriff sports a unicorn tattoo, which I hope is water-soluble. She wants a ride from Jolly Mount to the mall, and wants to pay for it with her 4-year-old brother. "I'm not doing this for my health," I explain to her as I put the nozzle back into the gas pump. "This is my job. I have to make a living. I can't pay my mortgage or my heating bill with a toddler."
"You could sell him," she suggests.
"That's against the law."
"The law won't ever find out."
I screw my gas cap back on. She watches me while she stands with all her weight positioned on one skinny leg, one non-existent hip thrust out with her hand resting on it.